Sarah from Medallion.
Right on. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an addict. Happy birthday, Sarah. Oh, my God. I would like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back. It is going to be a little loud, so hold on to your seat. God. I usually try to start off nice and quiet, but, you know, it's a big occasion. I mean, it's 8 years. You know, and I remember sitting here last year, you know, at your cake, and, you know, I don't know how we connected, but, you know, just by coming to this meeting, and Sarah asked me to work the steps with her, and unbelievable, just, you know, the willingness, you know, the getting together, and meeting at Tom and Jerry's, the old Tom and Jerry's on Hastings Street, and, you know, sitting across the table, and just going through all this work, you know, and I didn't know what the work was. I thought the work was really to just not use, right? That's all I thought is, oh, I'm just not going to use. I'm just not going to use. But how can you tell yourself, I'm not going to use today, but your brain's telling you to use today, yeah. Right? I don't want to use. I don't want to use. But yeah, I do, right? I got a brain that tells me that I want to use. So it makes it really complicated. It makes it really a struggle. Every day's a struggle. And I didn't know that, right? And I always thought it was the using that was the problem in my life. It was that, but it wasn't that. And I thought it was. And it almost killed me, right? You know, I didn't know that my thinking was the main problem. My thinking gets me there. Every single time. You know, they talk about this insanity that precedes that first drug or that first drink, that insidious insanity. What is that insanity? And you might think the insanity is doing the same thing over and over, right? Wrong. The insanity is the idea. It comes from your head. The idea that someday, somehow I'm going to be able to control and enjoy this drinking or using like every abnormal drinker or user. And many pursue it into the gates of insanity or death. That's the insanity. The insanity is the idea. So the problem is my thinking. And my thinking would get me there. Right? And I would say, no, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I am going to be okay. I am going to be okay. No, I'm not going to be okay. My mind would get back in there, jump back in there, and away I would go again. Dying. And then, you know, oh, I got to phone my sponsor. I'm going to phone my sponsor. You know what? I'm going to phone my sponsor. But little did I know that my sponsor could not help me stay clean and sober. They couldn't. Because I got a brain that will convince me of that. I love my sponsor. No, I don't. Right now, I don't. Right? No, I don't. He went from here to Timbuktu. No, I don't. You know, I'm going to use, and kill myself. Where's my sponsor? Right? So I know what gets us here. You know, and it might shock a lot of you, but I know how you got here. I know exactly what got you here. It was your heart. Because if it was your mind to quit using and go to a CA meeting on Friday, no, that's not how it works, right? Your heart is screaming, and God's within us. Our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. So God's in my heart. I didn't know that. That's what the big book says. I'm not making this up, right? So God's like within me. Right? So how did I end up in these rooms? My heart was louder than my thinking. Because my heart finally said one day, you know what? Enough's enough. I can't do this anymore. And my heart brought me here into these rooms. And you guys loved me. Not all of you guys, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter back then when I first got here, you know. Or maybe it did matter. You know, and maybe it mattered more than you'll ever know, but a few hung out with me, and a few just loved me. You know, and all I wanted was just one friend, just one, because I'm loud, and, you know, I'm a longshoreman, and, you know, I yell lots, and, you know, and very passionate, as you can see. And, you know, all I wanted was a friend. That's all I wanted was just a friend, somebody I could actually talk to. And thank God that I had a sponsor that did that for me. My sponsor didn't tell me anything. He showed me. He sat down with me at a restaurant too, and he showed me. When I needed him, he was there for me. It's like being the best friend you can to one person at a time. That's all. I said, how do you get that? Where you walk in a room and you're comfortable and you know what? And you're okay. And he told me, be the best friend you can to one person at a time. So that's all I've been doing over these years. And it's been 26 years, it's coming up to 27 in November the 3rd. But you know what? That's nothing. It's nothing we all have just for today. We have a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. So here's a good question for you. Would you use, you're going to leave here after this meeting, and here's a good question for you. Would you use drugs if you're spiritually okay? And the answer is no. Right? Am I spiritually okay? Right? No, I'm not going to be thinking about killing myself. I'm not going to think about dying and going get wasted and ending up in the hospital and you know, or here and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Right? No. This is why we have a daily reprieve, contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Am I close to God? Are you listening to your heart? Are you praying? Right? You know, and then when you know all that, when you know what the problem is my thinking, and you know what the solution is God. And it's inside your heart. It says, deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. So do you want to be in the problem? That's step one. And it talks about being unhappy. So if you're unhappy, you're in step one. And probably 97% of the people in the fellowship are unhappy because they're in the problem, they're in their head. But I know Sarah isn't, right? I know, you know, with steps 2 and 3 and the rest of the steps, we can stay in our heart. It is possible. Not all the time. We know that, Sarah. You're probably talking about it right now. Not all the time. But boy, I'll tell you one thing. Being in the solution and being in your heart is a life that you couldn't even have dreamed of. Right? And I don't go to the problem anymore. I put on like workshops for the steps and stuff. And I had like 50 people. And I asked them, do you got any problems today? Anybody here, do you have any problems? And I said, put up your hands. And they all put up their hands. So I said, ask me if I got any problems. And why would I have problems? If I have a problem, that means I'm in my head. I'm not in my head. I'm not in my thinking. I'm in the solution. And I try to be in the solution all through the day. And that's what these steps are about. And it talks about that, you know, in the book. So, you know, I fell in love with the fellowship. Or I fell in love with the program. And it brings me to just so many new, you know, exciting journeys with friends. You know, and Sarah and I are friends, and, you know, sitting at that restaurant and going through this work and the laughing, the crying, and, you know, the not sure. And, you know, if you're not sure, don't do it. You know, we just learned some really good tools here. If you're not 100% sure, don't do it. I'm warning you, don't do it. Unless you're 100% sure, I'll save you a lot of grief right there, you know. And, you know, there's other little sayings, too, you know. But the biggest is, you know, is to do this work. And, you know, how long does it take? How long does it take to do these steps? Because, you know, I read a big book. I've read this big book. I can tell you pages because it just, I'm just forever helping people through the days and stuff. And I believe that you can do this within a couple of days. I believe with a lot of willingness, you can get through all 12 steps and have a complete change of life, living from your heart every single day by doing this work. But the problem is that a lot of people just don't understand it. And if you don't understand it, you know what that means? It means it's complicated. And you know what complicated means is? It means you're back in your head. And it doesn't want you there. We don't want you in your head. And it tells you by the time you get to step 11, it says that you got brains. Now we want you to use it. Do you know why that is? It's because by the time you get to step 11, you're close to God now. You want the best for everybody. You want to love others today. You want to give. You actually want to love you today. That's the biggest thing going here, you guys. Step 9 is made direct amends. The very first person you have to make amends to is you. Because why do I want to come to see you when I don't like you or I don't like what you've done, right? I'm not going to do it. I'd rather just ache in that resentment and that hurt, you know, just because. But the very first amends you got to make is to you. And, you know, to watch Sarah, you know, make amends to her, you know, it changes everything. It's a whole new world, and it truly is. So that's my little take on the 12 steps. And Sarah, happy birthday.